the brain loves habits, but it loves the habits it has already. It really doesn't like you changing habits. So when you try to change a habit, your brain sets up a fair amount of resistance.
Welcome back to Learning Life with John Toda. Our guest today is Eileen Pease, the founder and president of Dynamic Learning, where she helps individuals increase productivity and enhance their working environment. And particularly with the challenges everyone is facing nowadays, I thought Eileen could teach us how to maximize our brain power to increase our resilience during these times. So one of the things you mentioned before is I know that you struggled with depression in the past. Mm-hmm. People are, I think right now, obviously, people are dealing with all kinds of emotions, different ranges of emotions, depending on how they've been impacted by the pandemic and now the resulting economic crisis. So if someone's listening, I'd love, before we end, I'd love to get your perspective on this, because if we have someone listening in our audience who's really having a hard time dealing with this and they're going through some challenges, what are some things that you would recommend they do, some things to get their brain in the right mindset to feel better about themselves and what's going on?
Yes. The tough thing about depression is if you're not careful, you can sort of spiral down. So we know that, and I'm going to say it again, exercise really helps. Now, when you're feeling down, you don't feel like doing exercise. And right now, where we are socially isolated from each other, you know, if you have a family member or you have somebody that you can walk with, that would be fantastic. Just walking, just taking a walk will help. Talking about what you're worrying about. I mean, one of the things that used to get me depressed was imagining that I was going to finish up as a bag lady on the street. Mm. Now, when people hear me say that, they say, that's ridiculous. But I could create quite the scenario. You know, I'm not going to make enough money. I'm not going to have enough money to retire. And da, da, da. So when you feel down, it's very hard to motivate yourself to do anything helpful. You know, you try to choose one thing that you think could help a bit. Let's say a 5-minute walk. And again, give yourself all kinds of praise for doing that. Allow yourself to take care of yourself and reach out for help, because the thing about depression is people look at you and you look perfectly fine. And you can even smile and you can work and you can do all kinds of things. And they just think, well, why don't you just snap out of it? And as I used to say to my friends, trust me, if I could snap out of it, I would. Of course I would. Yeah. You know, it's actually, to me, having been severely depressed, to me, it's much worse than a physical illness or a broken bone. Because, you know that's going to heal. But with the depression, it feels like it's never going to end. And so, yes, it's a very tough place to be. And I would say to people listening is do everything you can to get help. And perhaps reading some of my blogs would help, because it's all about different ways of thinking.
Yeah. And I think we talked about previously too, about creating some habits, things that will give you that reward, that feeling like you accomplished something, even if it's a small goal. And I love the advice of getting outside, taking a walk, in any way you can do it right now, mm-hmm. just to kind of get that new routine and then to feel good about yourself. So, and you mentioned your blog, I'd love to point our audience to some of the resources you have available, because I think you have so much valuable expertise in this area. Tell us if our listeners want to read more about what you speak about, learn more about your training and resources you have available, where should they go? What's the best spot to learn more?
They should go to Eileen, that's EileenPease.com and /blog.
Got it. And all your blog posts, how often you post on the blog? On a pretty regular basis now?
Yes, at least once a month, sometimes more often.
Oh, that's great. And I know you mentioned your email list. I'm sure they could sign up for your newsletter there. You've been doing that for a very long time. What kinds of things do you send out to your in your email newsletters?
Well, the email newsletters are their blogs or the newsletters. And in fact, if people sign up for a newsletter, then they can get a, it's 3 or 4 pages, 10 ways to keep your brain healthy. And that's on my blog. If you go to EileenPease/resources and scroll down to the bottom of the page, you'll see where you can get 10 ways to keep your brain healthy.
Oh, that's great. All right. So for everyone, you check out EileenPease.com. The URL will be in the show notes. Check out the blog there and the resources that are available. And then also for your book, if anybody's interested, where can they get a copy of the book? Is it up on Amazon?
Yes, it's on Amazon, and it's they can either buy the physical book or they can download the ebook.
That's great. That's great. And I know you have some training available too. What types of training resources do you have out there?
Well, actually, we mostly deliver training directly in-house to organizations. I do a lot of training for the various chartered professional accountants associations across Canada. And of course, given that what's going on now, we're working very hard to put a lot of our training into webinars, live webinars and e-learning. But right now, the training I do generally is for organizations and government departments and accounting associations.
Got it. So if you want to take advantage of it, check out EileenPease.com. You can definitely get the book, Get More Power From Your Brain. And Eileen, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your advice with us. And I think there was a ton of great stuff that we learned from you. So I appreciate you being here.
Thank you very much, John.
And to all of our listeners, thank you for being here every week. As you know, we're releasing episodes even more often than we normally do. So definitely wherever you're listening, subscribe, leave us comments. We'd love to keep hearing from you guys. And until our next episode, happy learning. Our show is made possible by our sponsor, KnowledgeLink, the online training platform that improves the skill sets of your employees and helps to make a company's people their most valuable asset. Check KnowledgeLink out on a free trial today at getknowledgelink.com.